Culture Department, where we help creatives become entrepreneurs and make a living making art. With your host, Daedalus Howell.
A long time ago, in an episode far, far away, like 10 episodes ago, so episode 8, I used an image. An image that succinctly summed up the theme of the episode, which was titled, Exposure Bucks Suck, and subtitled, Don't Work for Free. The image was illustrated in the manner of a 1950s back of the book magazine advertisement, and the copy reads, New exposure bucks. Pay your landlord. Buy your groceries. Accept it everywhere. No, just pay me an exposure. If you've ever freelanced as a creative, someone has surely made you this offer. Sarah Lawrence, the designer who made the image, had obviously tired of such offers. Likewise, people using her work without paying for it. People like me. Now, in my own defense, when I found the image without attribution on Reddit and used it on culturedept.com, I did so with the caption, Someone, please tell me who did this. Well, someone did. It was Sarah Lawrence. She found me, and this is the chat we had about the image, its genesis, and what's happened to it since. This whole exposure bucks phenomena, let's kind of back up and talk about the genesis of that particular image, and then what happened? Because I've seen it everywhere at this point.
I have too. So I've been designing t-shirts for Cotton Bureau for, I don't know, like maybe 6 months at this point. If you're not familiar with it, it's basically like a platform where you can submit a design and they'll put it up in sort of a Kickstarter style, where you have to sell 12 shirts for it to go to print, and then it has to sell, I think, like 25 shirts for you to actually see a profit from it. Mm-hmm. So I've been a freelancer for full-time for about 6 months at this point, but I've been like freelancing outside of my day jobs for years at this point. And it's just something that just kept recurring, where it was just people saying like, oh, well, we can't pay you right now. We would love to pay you, but you know, we can offer you so much exposure on our blog or on our poster. We'll put your name on the poster, just weird stuff like that.
And it's, yeah. And it's total bullshit. I mean, as a writer, people always want free. I mean, literally yesterday, somebody wanted me to rewrite some web copy for them to see what I could do, you know, before I charge them for the real thing. I'm like, no way, man. That's intrinsically messed up. And so you make this awesome image that kind of speaks to this issue, and then people are selling it.
They're selling it. And so I posted the design on Facebook and was just like, hey, friends, like, I am trying to get this shirt printed so I can, like, you know, pay my mortgage. And, you know, would you guys mind sharing it for your friends to see? Thinking, like, my, like, small group of friends would be like, okay, cool, we'll do you a favor. I think it was on like a Friday, and I check it on Sunday, and the post on my own Facebook has like 15,000 shares, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I like start clicking and looking into them, and I realize that it's being shared in a way that doesn't have my name attached to it anymore.
Right.
And I'm getting like tagged in like people that have like pulled the photo off and like off of my Facebook and posted it on their own without credit. And so I'm just like, very nervously, but like politely trying to comment on everyone's thing, being like, I'm so glad you like this. It's actually for sale. Please tell people. That'd be great. You know, cause it's just the irony. It's just like crushing.
It's a bit stinging. I mean, I guess that's the double-edged sword of virality. I mean, you kind of want it to go out there and have a life of its own, but you also want it to be connected with you and your work. And so I discovered it, I believe, on Reddit, and it was the perfect image for that particular piece I did for the podcast. I was so impressed with it. I tried my best, and you eventually showed me a great trick, which we'll get into in a second, about how to track the author of an image like that. But I believe on my website, I said something to the effect of, who did this? Tell me, you know, and then you actually found me. Tell me how to find, like, you found me using your image. How would I reverse engineer that to find you?
Yeah, so I use Google Image, like, reverse search. And the way that works is you go to Google Images, and you can drag a photo into the search bar. You don't have to type it in. So you can drag a photo into the search bar, and it will immediately pull up every single website that is using that exact same image. It doesn't always work if the photo has been like modified or changed or stretched or like stuff like that. I think it's only going from like exact pixels to exact pixels. It's not like trying to make extrapolations, but it will basically show wherever someone's like taking this image and like put it somewhere else. And so I was just like going through, because it links to it shows up on my website, it shows up on Cotton Bureau, but it also links to like all these different like blogs and stuff that have had it. And I just was looking through, scrolling, and just like flabbergasted.
But any reasonable person using that process would be able to ascertain and triangulate that you were the actual creator of the image. At which point they're able to like reach out to you, remunerate you, or, you know, I mean, as an independent artist, what do you want them to do?
I mean, I wanted them to buy the shirt, or, because that's the funny thing about Cotton Bureau is that it has to sell like a significant number before I even see a dollar from the sales.
Yeah.
Because they have to recoup their costs before they can start passing some of the profits onto the artists, which I totally understand. So I was just sort of like, I wish you'd at least linked to it, or, you know, shared it with a friend who has more money to buy it, or, you know, something like that.
So is the Cotton Bureau promotion still happening?
No, it's only for 2 weeks.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, time frames. Yeah, so that's why I was going on and commenting on, like, every single post, just to be like, it's only for, like, 5 more days. Please buy it or share the link or something. But it was cool. I had a lot of people, like, who I didn't know, emailing me and being like, oh, so-and-so is using this image. I found out through image search or whatever that it's yours. I just thought that you would want to see it, and I would respond immediately and be like, thank you so much. Like, mm-hmm. You got my back. It's awesome. You know, a lot of people were really nice about it, and they were just like, oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. Yes, I'll put the link, of course. And they did, and which I really appreciated and thought was really cool that, like, most people are not trying to, like, hurt artists. They just, like, don't know, or they're busy, and it's just one of those things where it's, like, details just get lost.
In terms of your copyright, does the ubiquity of the image now online in any way act as a detriment to your ownership? Or should we make it clear that you actually own this? This is your property that people are using. I saw it on Zazzle for somebody who's trying to sell a shirt.
I emailed them about that. They took it down.
Right on.
Because it wasn't even like they had like reworked the design. They had just literally, it was like a black t-shirt. Because the original design has like a beige kind of like cream background. Mm-hmm. And they had just taken the like cream square design and just put it on a black t-shirt. Like they had just pasted it on, chose, okay, navy is the color. And I was just like, you couldn't even like do a good job on it. Like,
it's so bold. I wonder if, because of the nature of the design itself, if maybe they decided or misconstrued that it was public domain because it has sort of a vintage retro quality. Although obviously the content of the image is very contemporary. Yeah. Well, so what are you going to do next?
Keep designing t-shirts. Well, the nice thing about Cotton Bureau is that basically, like, once, because things are only available for 2 weeks, and then once they go out of print, people can, like, request them to be, like, put back in the mix kind of way. Mm-hmm. There's a better way to say that. Basically, like, have them be available again for another 2 weeks for people to buy them who didn't get them before and got super jealous that their friends had them. So, I mean, I guess for that specific design, the best case scenario would be to have that happen, to, like, have it go for another run and maybe, like, this time try again and this time put my website or something on the page. That was one of those goofy things where I thought maybe, you know, two people would share it and, like, you know, my mom would buy one and my brother would buy one and then that would be the end of it. I didn't expect it to do that, which was amazing ultimately, but also kind of a bummer. So I would definitely like put my website or some sort of information on the image in a way that was like hard to be cropped out.
Right.
Because that's common too. If you put like a watermark at the bottom on like photographer's work, people will just like crop it in preview and then share it. So it's kind of like a whack-a-mole. You can't ever really get rid of it. Steal your image.
Has there been any positive outcome from the exposure books exposure?
Yeah, actually, I was contacted by a a group of freelancers in Canada, and they asked if they could like pay a licensing fee to print the design on shirts for their like freelancing organization.
Right on.
And they were super nice about it. And I worked with them to like add their logo and like work it into the shirt. And they like sent me pictures of how it looked, and it looked really cute. So that was really fun. I had a really good experience with them.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we paid you too, just a little bit, but we did.
Yeah, we did. I really appreciate it.
I just wanted to make it right because I was so impressed, and I just thought, what an interesting opportunity to intersect on the internet and like speak to this issue, which is happening all the time. You know, not just the exposure bucks thing, but the piracy thing.
Yeah. So I really, got to connect with people that I wasn't expecting to connect with. So.
And there it is, people. You can find designer Sarah Lawrence at sarahclawrence.com. That's Sarah with an H, C Lawrence. Special thanks to Karen Hess, as always, for editorial help. Our themes are by Shannon Ferguson of Fergusound, with extra tunage by Kevin McLeod. And so concludes Season 1. I want to thank everyone for following along, and thanks for the ratings and reviews. Please keep them coming while we take our break for the next little bit. In the meantime, if you're jonesing, check out the back catalog at culturedept.com. And always visit me, Daedalus Howell, at dhowell.com. Many new projects are afoot, and I want you to be part of all of them. Until then.
To learn more about Daedalus Howell, visit dhowell.com.